All right, that's our background for the fishing report. Leaf.
Hello, Deputy Don.
You're here on a Saturday. We don't usually do this on a Saturday.
But yep.
We should remind people that we make this this fishing report. It's good for a few days. You may hear it a few days after, especially when we're talking about things like river levels and things like that. You need to take that with a little bit of education to you.
That's right. And conditions are dynamic, like the river we're fishing.
And last time we were talking, the river was generally high. Mm-hmm. You were thinking about going over to OMAC.
Yeah.
And you've been busy working. In fact, you are working today. I'd like to catch up. A lot of people have been saying they enjoy the little parts we do about your job. Since you work in fisheries, have a little bit more to talk about sometimes than just fishing and how to enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm finally on dry land today.
Yeah.
The flip-flops on.
I was going to say.
Drying out my feet.
I hardly ever see this guy that he's not wearing waders, but he's got flip-flops every day.
It's the first time they've seen the sun all year.
So let's start with kind of your trip, your dream trip. You were planning to go to OMAC. Did you get over there?
Yeah, I got over there with a couple friends of mine, and we had a good time. It was typical of OMAC Lake in that there was no real shortage of sun, but there was also no real shortage of wind.
I was going to say.
It's always kind of a guarantee, at least 2 to 12 miles an hour.
Yeah, it does seem windy over there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot worse.
Like today, while we're talking, it's actually windy here today.
It's probably crazy there.
Yeah. And we should remind folks, you're fishing for Lahontans over
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was cool. You know, like the time before I had talked to you, it was kind of a thing where they were down there pretty deep. This time they were definitely up there to almost medium shallow, like seven to 10 feet.
Oh, that's much more shallow.
Yeah.
I think it was more like 20 something.
Oh, yeah. They were like 15, 20, and even deeper.
Okay.
Last time. And so we were stripping bugs on sink tips, my little marabou bug eye minnow pattern. And green seems to be working best with a little bit of red.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are also suspending under indicator a green woolly bugger, essentially, with like a red head on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of just tie it to where when you tie your dropper, which was a chronomid in this case, it was like a chartreuse with a white head chronomid. I'd like to tie the dropper in that rig off the eye as well. So it kind of picks the butt end of that woolly bugger up. Instead of tying it off of the hook shank there, you tie it on the same place where you tied the woolly bugger, just below that knot. So that it'll sit there and it'll be level. It'll be level in the water and kind of dance around like a fish swimming, suspended in the water. And, you know, we pretty much got equal amount of fish on both. Got into some, I'd say single A, medium, almost medium large fish.
Uh-huh.
And, look to see a lot more fish coming up, I think, here soon.
Yeah, you're mentioning chartreuse and colors and so on. Mm-hmm. And these fish are getting ready to spawn. Are you, is color be part of the attraction to them?
I think so, especially, just considering how much they use their eyes and they're in that big, deep lake at different levels in the water and just how the light passes through that kind of interestingly colored, it's like a greenish blue water. And I think that colors really matter because I try out different colors on them, and some they're really hot on and some they're really not.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. And then also as you get more into the spawning season, are they fighting like they had before? You notice a difference
there? They're still fighting real good.
They are.
Yeah, they definitely are. It's, they're not as firm as when I saw them a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the females were even to the point where they... their bellies were soft, not to the point where they could drop some eggs, but yeah, a whole lot different. And starting to get some color, some of them, while others were still pretty chrome.
Okay.
So I think, like we were talking, I think it's going to be somewhere here in this next couple of weeks, right around that full moon. I think there might be a big round of fish kind of push up in and try to, look for some spawning habitat.
Well,
anyway.
That'll be handy since we've got a very short season on the river now.
Yeah. And it's just like 3 days as we're talking about it now left in the steelhead season.
So Wednesday's the last day?
Yeah, it may be the past by the time some people hear this report. But like we were saying, it's going to be time to get into OMAC Lake. And a lot of these lakes, like right now I saw a picture of Bonaparte Lake. And the caption was something like, just about to go or something. The ice is just like, you could tell it was very close. And that was one of those I've always had a dream of getting up there after ice off, in that week or two after such. And That's when those big Mackinac would come up into the shallows. Good. Some of the only time, just like these guys, and cruise the shallows looking for some minnows to eat. And it's one of the only times you could get at them with your fly rod instead of just on a downrigger.
Well, I remember when I was a kid going over to Pend Oreille, and big Mackinaws were a, like a legend. Never caught one, but you know, as a kid, you'd go into the bait shop and look at those things.
Yeah, the gray whale.
Yeah, and just like, oh man, that's what I
want
to do.
I've seen this picture from the Bonaparte Lodge, man. That's kind of the same thing with me. I'm like, I know they're in there. I've seen them on my fish finder, just these big arcs on there, and they're usually like at about 170 feet of water, so... Yeah, a buddy of mine from Grand Coulee, he's always trying to talk me into getting up there. It's a there again, just a short window, though. But, you know, so as one thing closes here, you got a bunch of these cool little short window fisheries in the spring and some great opportunities. So
don't
be forlorn.
No. But just at the river as a subject in and of itself, aside from fishing maybe.
Yeah.
We had quite a bit of rain last
night.
Holy
cowabunga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something.
Woke me up.
Up the Chewook, I think, and like up a... Looks like the Twist River, too, because both really turned pretty brown, and I saw a big spike on the USGS gauge.
Yeah, you can really see it quick, can't you? I mean,
oh, yeah.
Rain turns into enlarged river real quick.
Yeah, and I heard that wind last night, and it's still kicking today.
Yeah.
There's a pretty active system, obviously, in place right now.
Okay, so do you know when lake season opens?
It's usually right in that last weekend of April, but we have a lot of year-round lakes around here. One of my favorite things to do here locally when I'm waiting on other opportunities is Patterson, I think, is probably just about ready to have some little open spots. And the moment little open slivers open on that lake, it can just be super fun. And I think we've talked about it before, you know, if you can kind of perfect the art of the drop cast, or even just kind of putting it up onto the edge of the ice a little bit and dropping it in, a little twitch, and you'd be surprised what will attack it when it's just opening up.
Yeah, what's that combo that doesn't have a reel that you guys were talking about?
Oh, yeah, Tenkara. That might be a good idea for those people wanting to, yeah, absolutely. You just have that little tiny window. It's not like I'm sitting there stripping out a bunch of line for anything. I'm pretty much doing Tenkara at that point.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Well, there's no distance you're trying to cover.
And, you know, the grass is all laid down on the bank, like at the south end of Patterson, where I would usually do that in the spring sometimes. And you could, you know, run around because that's your reel, you know, your feet. And that'd be fun. You know what I heard the other day?
No.
My friend Sarah, she's, you know, big time fly fisherman. And she was like, well, are you ever going to try that? I was like, I don't know. Maybe like in a little little creek up in the mountains or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you do when you really have a big fish on? She tells me they throw the rod in the stream. And they just run down the stream and wait for the rod to stop flying down the stream. And then they walk over and grab it again. That's how they handle a fish that's just too big.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. You know, what it reminded me of and where I thought I would like to try this, it's in essence... In essence, the type of fishing I used to do, like in Ingalls Creek and all up at Blewett Pass.
Just kind of dapping.
They're just hole. Yeah. You're hiking up the mountain hole after hole. There's no casting really at all.
Yeah.
I can't imagine fishing in a stream big enough that you'd have to pitch your rod into.
I know. I guess, she said part of the thing is it's all about trying to land the fish without it even knowing it's hooked.
Oh.
So, you know, they're very zen.
Gentle.
Very zen, as it would be, I guess, you know, Tenkara.
You know, I was thinking we should let people know that we talk about fishing a lot, and you catch a ton of fish.
Catch some fish.
But you let fish go.
Oh, you bet. Well, lately, I've been keeping everything and taking it to the hatchery.
Yeah.
In that way, but... Unless I intend on eating a fish, I don't know if, I mean, they definitely know they're hooked.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not
a Zen master
or anything,
but you're a release guy.
I put them
guy.
Back as safely as I can and as unharmed as I can.
Well, I think people should know that. I mean, it sounds like I'm talking with the world's greatest fish slayer.
That's
not really the case.
No, not at all.
You're out there pretty much at one with Mother Nature and the river, which... In a way, is what we're talking about. This is one of the world's greatest activities.
It's some of the best meditation I've ever heard of.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so we encourage people to take up fishing if you're not a fisherman.
Yeah, and, get kids out there and take them with you. Turn them into fisher people.
Yeah, definitely take kids out. It's just an education at every single level.
Absolutely. Hey, if anybody needs help trying to figure out what's going on in the spring or and some suggestions of what to do locally or even kind of regionally here, Just shoot me a ring at 509-429-7298. Be happy to answer your questions, or just keep posted to the Methow Fishing Adventures blog, and we'll keep you as tuned in as we can. Everybody enjoy the turning of the seasons. Happy spring. Happy fishing. Fish on.
About to run me out of my mind. Say, can I go fishing with you? I took him on down to the fishing hole. Now, what do you think that he did do? Pull a great big fish out the bottom of the pond. Now, he laughed and jumped because he was real gone. Many fish bites if you got good.